Excellent. Today is December 15th, 2015. My name is Greg Bond. I am at the UW Archives office in Madison, Wisconsin, talking on the phone with Earl Hill, who's in his home outside of Atlanta, following up on the first oral history we did with Earl on November 17th, talking about a couple other topics in more depth. And I think one way to start, Earl, is to follow up just a little bit about your parents. If you could give us your parents' name and maybe spell them if it's not obvious.
Sure. My mom's name was Mary, M-A-R-Y. Middle name Susan, S-U-S-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
Hill, of course. And my dad's name was Early, E-A-R-L-Y.
Okay.
Actually, I'm a junior, but I shortened it to Earl, so could distinguish when somebody was referring to him or me.
Sure, it makes sense. And do you remember your mother's maiden name?
Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R.
All right. I think jumping ahead a little bit, we didn't talk too much about the academics at New Rochelle High School last time. We talked a lot about your athletic activities. Just, do you remember any particular courses you enjoyed, any professors you enjoyed, anything stick out about the academic side of New Rochelle High School?
Mm-hmm. The one memorable class, and it quite frankly wasn't such a good memory, but I'll tell you anyhow.
Okay.
It was my Spanish class, and I took it my senior year, and the teacher was a really, really drastic change from what I've experienced throughout my academic career in New Rochelle. In that she was very young. In fact, I'm going to guess as best as I can recall, she was freshly minted PhD.
Okay.
And she was Hispanic, and she was very, very attractive. And I found that distracting. And I didn't do very well. And she called on me one day, and I wasn't paying much attention. I was daydreaming about the next basketball game or whatever, and she said to me, perhaps you could do a little better concentrating after class, after school. And I said, oh, gee, I can't do that. I have practice. And she said, I'll see you at 3:30, whatever it was. That was the end of that discussion. As it turns out, made an impression on me such that I knuckled down and managed to pass the course quite well. But it was a reprimand that I kind of remember.
Sure. Very interesting. Before we move on, anything else about New Rochelle you'd like to talk about before we move on to the college recruiting process?
I think this might be a good segue. Our arch rival across the street school. They were directly across the street from us in the annual Thanksgiving morning game of senior year. They had been undefeated and we lost a couple of foolish games along the way, and we beat them. And a group of us football players decided that come Monday, the following Monday, we won't go to school. We were going to go hang out down in the city. And so we did, and came back, and I let my mom know, and she said, that's fine, but, you know, if there are any consequences, I said, I understand that, Mom. So sure enough, Tuesday I go back to school, and the assistant principal calls me down to his office, and he said, I noticed you were absent yesterday. Yes, I was. And he said, and there were about 8 or 9 other football players absent. Do you want to tell me about that? And I told him the only thing I could tell you was I was absent and I didn't have an excuse, and I can't tell you any more than that. The inference was I was not going to rat on my team.
Of course.
I'll suffer the consequences, but you have to go after them if you want. So because of that, I was given 1 week's detention, meaning I had to come in after school for 1 week. As it turns out, that was the week that the Syracuse football coach wanted to come visit. So when he came down to the school, they had to get me out of detention to go meet with him.
Mm-hmm.
And the first words out of his mouth, by the way, his name was Ben Schwalzwalder. The first words out of his mouth were, "Do we have a discipline problem here?" I said no. I explained to him, and he kind of laughed and joked about it. As it turned out, Greg, that was the only day I ever missed a day of school throughout my elementary, junior high, and high school. It was the only day.
Mm-hmm.
Up to that point, I had had a perfect attendance.
So that's how they knew something was up.
Yes.
Did you have more contact with the Syracuse football program after that? Okay.
Did not meet Jim Brown because he was away participating in his other lunch.
Sure, he played everything.
Yep. And I was swatted around by a couple of basketball players, and it was a very interesting trip, an enjoyable trip. I can't say that I was overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
The weather was terrible. There. Football stadium was like a Roman Colosseum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had the benches on the slabs, no backs to them.
Mm-hmm.
And not that that was necessarily a turnoff or anything like that, but I happened to notice them.
Sure.
And I contrasted them to when I went to Wisconsin and walked into Camp Randall. And
mm-hmm.
It was all over then.
When did you visit Wisconsin? I guess after Syracuse, then.
After Syracuse.
Okay.
And it was late in the recruiting season. We were already in the basketball season.
Okay.
February.
So, who were you in contact with before that? Before you came out at Wisconsin?
I made a trip with my assistant football coach to Lafayette and Lehigh.
Okay.
I went down to Penn
mm-hmm.
to discuss the Wharton School and didn't meet the academic criteria. And that was pretty much the sum of it. Before I visited Wisconsin, I pretty much had decided that Syracuse was the best offer that I had in hand and was going to accept it.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear a little bit about the trip you took to Wisconsin in February then. So that would have been February 55, it looks like. Or 54. No, 55.
55.
Yep.
Greg, it must have been later than that because the weather was absolutely beautiful.
Okay.
I think it was unseasonably warm because it couldn't have been much later. I went with another young man from New Jersey who had been recruited,
mm-hmm.
and I just fell in love with the campus. I absolutely fell in love with the campus. Fell in love with the athletic facilities at that time. Met the coaches,
mm-hmm.
and they were sufficiently impressed to the point where they offered me a scholarship right on the spot.
Okay. So that would have been Ivy Williamson still in 55, or is he retired by then?
He had moved up to athletic director.
Okay, so Milt Bruin had already been appointed?
Yep.
Okay.
In fact, it was Milt Bruin's first year.
Yep. And about how long were you, did you visit Madison for that trip?
I'm thinking 2 or 3 days.
Okay. And do you remember who you came out with, the other student from New Jersey?
Academically,
mm-hmm.
He only stayed 1 year.
Okay. Anything else stick out from that trip besides the athletic facilities?
I met a young lady who became my sister-in-law 4 years later.
Oh, okay.
He introduced me to her sister when I came back for freshman orientation.
Okay. I was trying to put that together, and that makes sense now. It's very interesting. A very fruitful trip, then, it sounds like.
Yes, it was.
So skipping forward a couple months, I'd love to talk a little bit more about your experience in freshman football, what that transition was like. Did you find it? I know we talked last time a little bit about the sort of the rude introduction to the academics and how that taught you to bear down and put your nose to the grindstone. Was it hard for you to balance academics and athletics? Was it similar to your experience in high school?
It really wasn't because of the circumstances I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. I had been prepared academically at New Rochelle. I just didn't bear down. And I needed a rude awakening.
Sure,
bear
sure.
Bear down and go home.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have any problems after that. As it relates to football, there was a world of difference. When I got to Madison, started practicing with Wisconsin, the football in that day and age was hard-nosed. It was 3 yards in the cloud of dust pretty
yep.
much. And I had visions of catching touchdowns and that kind of thing. And it was initially a shock, but I will tell you, I grew to love it. I absolutely grew to love it.
Okay.
And so I like to say that I really didn't learn how to play football until I came to Madison.
Okay. Very interesting. Before we move on to your varsity career again, you mentioned the last time you tended to go home to New Rochelle for the summers. I'm curious what you did back in New Rochelle for the summer. Did you work to earn some money? How did you stay in shape? What kind of things you did in the summers?
I did odd jobs. I remember one summer I worked at a greeting card factory. It was the worst job I had ever had in my life. Hated every minute of it, but it paid, and I was able to accumulate a few bucks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What did you do at the greeting card factory?
There was a conveyor belt, and there were a number of people stationed along the conveyor belt. You put cards into this box.
Mm-hmm.
And we did have a little fun every now and then. Me and a couple of other young guys who were working here, you were supposed to space the empty boxes out so that as they went along the line, people who were placing the cards and had time enough to put them in.
Sure.
And occasionally we would not put any boxes on the line at all, give them a little break, and then we'd put about 15 side by side. Watch the reaction down the line.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan did not like that.
I can imagine not. What did you do for fun the summers in New Rochelle? Were a lot of your high school friends still around?
Mm-hmm. Now, my junior year, I stayed in Madison
okay.
for a construction company.
Do you remember which one?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't remember the name of it. He was a UW booster,
mm-hmm.
and I got the job through the coaches, and first day on the job, said to me, you will get in shape this summer. You'll go back this fall in really good shape. And he wasn't wise. In fact, that was an experience that I found to be highly beneficial because when I did come back in September, I was in the best shape I'd ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
And the following year, I tried to duplicate that and come back, especially when I knew we were going to open up the season in Miami.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what kind of things did you do work in construction?
I pretty much spent the entire summer building this guy a brick patio in the back of his house.
Okay.
And that doesn't sound like much, except that I had to wheel all of the sand and all of the bricks mm-hmm. all of them. Mm-hmm. I had to dig out the foundation and smooth it out. It was a process.
Sure.
He was obviously instructing me along the way, but I was doing the grunt work.
But to good effect, it sounds like, whipped you into pretty good shape.
Yeah, and it's pleasantly surprised at the product, the end product. It came out looking pretty well. He was very pleased.
All right, good for you. So moving on a little bit to the football career again, one thing we didn't talk about last time is sort of the improvement that UW football went through during your time in the program. In 56, your first year on the varsity, they didn't do very, record was 1-5-3, and the next 2 years improved to 6-3 and 7-1-1. Do you remember anything that might have accounted for that improvement? Did the team come together? I'd like to hear your thoughts on that topic.
Oh, I very much remember. I'll go back even further to 55 when I was a freshman.
Okay.
A number of us, freshman football players, that is,
sure,
go to the home games together.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, there were a couple of games, most notably the Michigan State game in 1955, where they came to Madison and totally embarrassed us to the point where we left midway through the third quarter. And there was this expression, and I remember it as clearly as I see the nose on my face right now.
Mm-hmm.
There was this expression on our face, this is not going to happen when we get on varsity.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't going to come to our house and do this to us.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't said. Nobody said anything.
Sure.
It's the expression. So we on the varsity in 56, and some of us got to play enough to earn a letter, not all, some of us, a quarter of us did,
mm-hmm.
so that when we came back in 57, all of us were starters with 1 year under our belt on the varsity,
mm-hmm.
and I think that made a heck of a difference.
Sure.
Plus, we practiced in the spring, we had spring practice,
mm-hmm.
and had a really, really good spring practice. And one of the reasons why it was so good was rather than the first unit playing against the second unit, they split us up, the first unit, so that I was playing and facing the other first string end.
Sure.
So we were beating up on each other. and that got a little testy at times. I think it was highly beneficial.
Mm-hmm, sure. Who were, you talked about the freshman football players going to a game in a group, and a group of you forming the core of the Renaissance football team. Who else would be in this group? What are some of the names we're talking about?
Dave Kasarik, Dick Teddick, Jerry Stalk, Sidney Williams, although he had been on the varsity a year before, he would go with us also,
because
mm-hmm. he wasn't on the varsity that year.
Mm-hmm.
That was the core of us.
Okay. It's a very interesting story, one I hadn't heard before about that group really coming together like that. Let's see.
Yeah, so that with that, just that 1 year's experience, we went from 1-5-3 to 6-3. And I have not told very many people this, but I'll mention it to you. When I came back my senior year, prior to leaving Nurshell to come back to early fall practice, I told my mom, I'm not sure when I'll see you again. She said, what are you talking about? I said, Mom, we're going to the Rose Bowl. We are going. That's how confident I was.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We had one lousy half against Iowa, and that killed us.
It was a very good season. That game against Iowa was kind of the exception, unfortunately.
Yeah, we had them down 9-0 at halftime and had completely dominated the game on both sides of the ball,
mm-hmm.
offense and defense. And we came out in the second half. I don't know what happened, but we made a couple of huge mistakes. mistakes, and the next thing you know, we were down 13-9, pressing.
Mm-hmm.
Midway through the fourth quarter, and they called a perfect play against the defense that we had called. We were rushing everybody, including the cushion, safe.
Mm-hmm.
They called a screen pass.
Yep.
And off he went for a 67-yard touchdown or something like that.
Mm-hmm. But then you bounced back the next week and tied number two Ohio State 7-7 at Ohio State. That must have been. Any memories from that game?
Yes, very definitely. So, once again, I do honestly believe we outplayed them significantly.
Mm-hmm.
We won the toss, received, and decided to receive the opening kickoff and march down the field to the 1 yard line. They couldn't punch the damn ball in. To the 1 yard line. Our only score was a punt return by Dale Hackbart.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, once again, we completely outplayed him.
Mm-hmm.
We had the misfortune of having a couple of our guys thrown out of the game. We thought the referee made a terrible call and contested it
mm-hmm.
vocally.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing you know, we were missing our halfback and our quarterback.
Hmm. That certainly wouldn't help at all.
I don't know how much validity to place on this, but I remember Milt telling us that playing in Columbus when Woody Hayes was the coach,
mm-hmm.
you were down 7 points before the game started. Because the referees were going to give him every consideration.
Sure, sure. That's a great story. And you were off, won the last four games that year, and you're off by a year because after you graduate, of course, UW goes back to the Rose Bowl, goes to the Rose Bowl for the first time. Were you still in touch with people on the team who went to the Rose Bowl in, what's that, 59?
Not really. I didn't go to very many games. I was in the fall doing my thing down with the Chicago Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Several weeks until I got released, and then I was up in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wasn't in touch to a great degree, and besides that, by then I got married.
Sure.
That completely changed the dynamics.
I can imagine. I was curious, we didn't talk too much last time about actual you playing on the field. We've heard some great stories about UW football action. Do you have any memorable plays, things that stand out for you of your time in the football field, either offense or defense, plays you really remember, plays you were proud of, things like that?
Two come to mind, and I might add only two, really. But number one, the tie we had in Ohio State. It had been drilled in our heads as ends. When you go downfield to block, you don't worry about or look at what's going on behind you. You've got an assignment. Go get that guy and stay after it.
Mm-hmm.
And Dale Hackbart's punt return for a touchdown, I did that very thing. And the last guy who had a chance to tackle it was my guy. And mm-hmm. I went down and cut him down. And I saw Hackbart cut behind me in the clear for a touchdown. That was mm-hmm. a good feeling.
Excellent.
That was a really good feeling. Mm-hmm. And the only other one the fact that I played 60 minutes against Michigan State my senior year.
Okay. And that ends up being a win, so a little bit of revenge from the Michigan State game your freshman year that helped bring the team together, perhaps. That must have felt good.
Very definitely so. But I'll tell you, I was worn out afterwards.
I don't doubt it. That's a lot of football to play.
It's kind of funny because we really had a platoon system going. The first unit would play maybe 8 minutes, 10 minutes for the quarter, and then the second unit would come in and finish up a quarter because back in those days, they had substitution rules such that you could go out of the game and come back in
mm-hmm.
one time per quarter.
Okay.
But if you went back out the second time, you couldn't come back in that quarter.
Okay.
So we had alternate units that we developed in that particular game. Whenever there was a change, I was still out on the field. There were 10 guys coming in.
Must have been very valuable on both sides of the ball then.
Yes, it was a different feeling.
Yes, that's another great story. I noticed that you won the AP named you the third team All Big Ten end in 1957, and then honorable mention All Big Ten end in 1958. Were you aware of those honors? Did that make you feel good?
I did not.
Okay.
I honestly did not know that, and I also did not know we wound up seventh in the final AP poll in 58.
Mm-hmm.
I knew we were very, very competitive.
Yes.
I had no idea what we wound up.
Okay. Interesting. One other thing I'd like to ask you about, any memories of Danny Lewis, who was the running back on the starting halfback in 56-57? He unfortunately passed away this last March before I got a chance to talk to him in this project, but I'd love to hear any memories you had of him on the team.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry to hear that. Danny was a very, very good, very close friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we stayed at the university-wide dorm the first year. As did a lot of the athletes.
Mm-hmm.
I maintain to this day, hindsight is, of course, 20/20.
Mm-hmm.
I maintain to this day, had Danny been on our team in 58, we'd have gone undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first big, tough, fast guy that I'd ever seen in my life. He was about 6'1", or 6'2", 210. And he was on the track team.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran hard. He didn't shy away from the contact.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very, very good defensive player, too.
Mm-hmm.
I believe if we had him to be the threat to take it to the house,
sure,
we would have been undefeated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was certainly a very good running back, no doubt about that. He ended up playing in the NFL for about 8 or 9 years. Did you ever talk to him at all when he was in the NFL?
I did.
Okay.
Kind of followed him at a distance, if you will. I remember he played with the Detroit Lions.
Yep.
But I didn't talk to him.
Okay. You mentioned living with him in which dorm did you live with him in?
The University Y, which is on Brook Street.
Okay. Oh, okay. And I don't think I asked you last time, where did you live for the rest of your years in Madison?
A group of us rented a house off campus on the Near East Side my sophomore year.
Okay.
And then my junior and senior year, a guy from my hometown and Sidney Williams and I moved together on campus in an apartment.
Okay. Interesting. We always like to ask those questions, and it slipped my mind last time. Any interesting stories or memories of these living arrangements at all?
Not any that I can mention.
I certainly understand that. Discretion, they say, is the better part of valor sometimes.
Yes.
All right, anything before I move on to academics again, anything else about UW football you'd like to talk about?
Sid and I have talked about this any number of times. To this day, we stay in touch. We talk about every 3 or 4 weeks at the most. And we both reflected. I'm 6'5". Dave Kosarik, the other end, was 6'5". Bill Hackbart was 6'4". Sid, 6'3". All four of us were all-state basketball players. So the inference is we have good hands.
Yes.
Now, why in the world didn't we throw the ball more? Greg, I would sometimes line up and I'd look at the defensive halfback, who typically would be one of their good running backs, but he had to play defense.
Yep.
5'8", 5'9", 5'10", on a good day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all you do is throw it up.
Yep. Jump balls, they say.
Exactly. But we had an aversion to doing that for some reason or other.
Well, and that, it seems like the football in that era was mostly a ground game. Were there other teams that threw a lot? I'm trying to think back of the history I've read.
Iowa threw a fair amount of time.
Okay.
But they were about the only ones.
Hmm. Interesting. Think back of what might have been with some more passing. That's very interesting, an interesting insight to have. Moving on to academics at UW, we talked a little bit last time about you being in the Commerce School. Before we get to that, do you remember where you did your studying on campus? Was that mostly at home? Did you go to the libraries? Did you have a particular place that you were more productive academically?
To the library and the stacks.
Okay.
It was quiet. You were by yourself. Mm-hmm. You didn't have any distractions. And so that's where I spent the majority of my time, in the stacks and the library.
Sure. Do you remember any, did you work on any group projects, or did professors assign group projects back then, or was it all individual papers and projects, stuff like that?
It was all individual. Okay. I don't recall any group projects.
Okay. You mentioned last time there weren't many other African-American students in the School of Commerce. You obviously noticed this at the time. Did that ever cause any problems for you? Did anyone ever mention anything, or was it just a good atmosphere in the classroom? Okay.
You and Kate, there were a few. There were none. Number one.
Okay. All right. Anything else academically you'd like to talk about your time at UW?
Can't think of anything.
Okay. You told a great story last time about the founding, or maybe the reactivation, of the Alpha Phi Alpha chapter on campus. I'd love to get some more of that backstory. You talked about a couple of grad students on campus who really helped facilitate the process. Do you remember who they were?
I'm going to have to really rely on them. I think one of them was a guy by the name of Eddie Hales, H-A-I-L-E-S,
mm-hmm.
Went on to law school and practiced law for a long time. Only two or three guys who actually were involved in restarting the chapter.
Okay.
I can't recall the other two guys' names.
Okay. You talked about the intramural basketball league you wanted to get in, the fraternity league. If you could talk a little bit about why you had to restart the chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha to get in this league.
They only permitted fraternities to participate in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the only organized basketball on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And because a couple of three of us, Sid and I, obviously, and some other guys were very, very fond of the game of basketball, mm-hmm. We wanted to participate.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple of guys who were high school track participants.
Sure.
And they had an intramural fraternity track meetings,
mm-hmm.
Right? And so the other way we could participate in those was to form the Alpha chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing was, we did not hurt for entertainment, for having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought that if we reestablished the Alpha chapter, that would be one more opportunity for the black students,
sure.
Typically the black male students,
mm-hmm.
To get involved socially.
Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons you had to restart the Alpha Phi Alpha chapter is that many of the fraternities on campus, I imagine, still didn't allow African-American members at this time in the late 50s, many of the white fraternities. Okay.
With one exception. I don't remember the name of the fraternity, but mm-hmm. It was the Jewish fraternity on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And they admitted Charlie Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Who, Charlie was a couple of years ahead of us.
Yeah, football and track, as I recall.
Yes. But to my knowledge, the entire time I was in Madison, he was the only, and up until when we started Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
By Alpha again. He was the only African-American who was in a fraternity.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever mention this to any of your white teammates or white friends on campus? Or was it just one of those things that everyone knew was going on and no one really talked about it much?
I think it was the latter.
Okay.
and just really talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes, with everything that's going on over the last decade or two, I sometimes stop and reflect. That must have been really, really innocent stuff. And so were a lot of my colleagues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very interesting. Let's see. Where did you, where did the Alpha Phi Alpha brothers live together?
No, we did not have a fraternity house.
Okay.
That came much, much later, long after I'd left Madison.
Mm-hmm.
I was just kind of scattered in apartments.
Okay.
Whatever.
You mentioned another outlet for social activities. What kind of things would you do with the Alpha Phi Alpha brothers?
We would throw social events, parties,
mm-hmm.
and have select people that we would invite.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, all of the black students on campus would attend.
Sure. Did you do any service or volunteer activities as a fraternity?
I don't recall, no.
Okay. Yeah, it's a really interesting story that, obviously looking back on it, makes sense. You would have to restart this fraternity to engage in the fraternity league, but I've never come across it just because, as you said, it's the kind of thing that often wasn't talked about at the time. Any other memories of Alpha Phi Alpha or social life at UW you'd like to talk about or you think are interesting? Oh, sure.
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. The only relationship we had was on the basketball court. They got kind of testy sometimes.
Because you guys won the championship, as I recall.
That's exactly right.
And that might not have gone over well. The new team in the league winning the championship. Interesting. I think that covers a lot of the questions I had sent along and a lot of the topics we wanted to revisit. Anything that you'd like to talk about that we haven't covered? Anything you think we've left out in these two really very interesting interviews we've done?
I can't think of anything, Greg. I was on a couple of occasions reviewing the last list questions that you sent, and I did not add anything to that list. So I think you've been pretty all-encompassing.
Yeah, it's and a lot of interesting stories have come out, a lot of good memories. I think if we have nothing else to add, this is a good place to wrap it up on. I thank you, Earl, for participating in this project. I think this is a really good addition to the project. Anything you'd like to say as we sign off?
No, it's been a rewarding experience. It's been a fun experience. It, to a large degree, has also been an enlightening experience.
Excellent. That's good. That's why we like to do these projects. It's everyone learns from them. We get to learn a lot of good stories. We like to get people talking, memories come up, people learn new things as other people go back and look at the history. So I'm glad you enjoy the process. And this will be the end point, so I'll hit stop right now.